But right now, it's time for Kids Q, fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. It airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be right now during the Aaron Keck Show, presented, as always, by the PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative. Great community home in Carver for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson join us here in the studio to help us out with Kids Q today. How are you?
Great.
Awesome. I'm doing pretty good.
That's cool.
Especially since this is the only time of the year that I like being outside.
I know, right?
I don't like being outside any other time of the year. None of them. Summer, awful.
Outdoors winter, is icky. Nature sucks.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes are out there.
That's
true. I don't go outside.
But now it's sunny and 70 degrees.
And there's no mosquitoes.
We should have the radio outside today.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I would love to have the radio outside.
Someone would have to stay in here and just press buttons, and that would not be okay.
I feel like that's you, and I feel like I'm going to go outside.
No, that's not me.
I don't know.
You can go outside and pretend to be on the radio.
All right, cool.
Done.
All right, then cool. You just look weird.
That's all the time, buddy.
That's called Wednesday.
Hey,
you ready for Kids Q?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question, and it is getting hotter, so this makes sense. If there was a creature who lived inside a volcano, what do you think it would look like?
Shark made of rock.
Blake Hodge.
Blake Hodge, volcano dweller.
Yeah. And snack expert.
Shark reports made the of hard news.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, yo, I am on the shark made of rock train.
Shark made of rock? That's pretty cool.
I feel like I'm mostly thinking about that because of that short story series that's on Netflix, The Love, Death, and Robots. There's a sequence where they have a shark that looks vaguely volcanic.
I was gonna say, as soon as you said shark made of rock, like, why has that not already been a part of some sci-fi disaster movie or other?
It's a really cool image, right? Like that robot in James and the Giant Peach, except more natural and primal.
We've already got sharks being swept up in a tornado and dropped over various parts of the country.
I feel like it's just a hop, skip, and a jump to your magma shark.
We've already got sharks with laser beams on their heads, right?
Laser beam jokes.
Liquid hot magma.
Actually, it's lava when it's above the surface.
Get out. Get out. Go outside and pretend to be on the radio. Okay, so we got shark made of rock. We got Blake Hodge. AJ, what's your answer?
Blake Hodge. I'm going to have to go with goblins.
Goblins.
Goblins. All right.
That's such a... Goblins.
Goblins. They all look
like
goblins.
They've awoken.
Yes. Goblins, Morlocks. They all look the same.
I want you
Trolls.
To describe your volcano goblins, though.
I was going to have to actually go with made of rock, so it's like a rock goblin.
Rock goblin, yeah, dude. Rock goblin. Na, na,
na, na, na. That is my favorite B-52 song.
Rock goblin.
We got a rock goblin. Let me see. Shoots lasers out of its eyes.
Yeah.
That's just CNR in the Weird Al song.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So it looks like Charles Nelson Reilly then.
Pretty
also
much.
Like okay. We have a whole ecosystem here. Like I've got the like apex predator rock shark, you got the rock goblins.
Who owns
and Blake
the rock
Hodge
shark
there?
Who owns
everyone
the rock
is
shark?
At the top of the food chain. Who
That's
is,
true.
Who's
Blake is an apex here? Predator.
Is everyone just eating liquid rock at this point?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I feel like that's how you start living in the volcano in the first place.
You have to subsist off of the liquid rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Like the world's craziest plants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although they might eat the world's craziest plants, because the world's craziest plants would probably live
volcano
in the volcano.
Volcano plants.
Ooh,
that's a spicy
meatball.
Well,
you
meatball.
Know there's been an entire, you know there was an entire book written about this subject, right?
Probably.
It's called Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Oh.
That's not in a volcano.
That's under a volcano.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a book called Under the Volcano.
I haven't read that.
Neither
under
have I.
The volcano.
There's
okay,
also
right.
The Core.
I thought you were going to bring up The Core when you said a whole book has been written about this.
That's a
I was
movie.
Ready.
There's probably a novelization.
There's probably a novelization somewhere. There has to be. I think that was prime period where
like
books are being released as companion pieces.
The Core graphic novel or something like that.
I would read that. I like The Core. I do. It's cool.
I've not seen The Core.
It's on the exact same level as Deep Impact, except Deep Impact is a little better.
Yeah, and the disaster comes from above instead of below in Deep Impact. I don't think I've ever seen a volcano movie, come to think of it.
There's
I haven't
that
seen The
one
Core.
From the 90s?
Well, that is The Core, but it's also Volcano. There was a volcano movie that's just called Volcano. There was Joe versus the Volcano, which had Tom Hanks in it.
Yep.
But I haven't seen
that's
that
the
either.
One I'm thinking
that
of. One I'm thinking of Joe versus the Volcano. Thank you. Oh, man, that was going to kill me. I was just like, Tom Hanks is there. I love Mr. Hanks. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Man, that was that. Thank
that's
you so
one of
much.
His breakout movies there, but I haven't seen it, so I can't count it.
That's too bad.
Is there a fourth Volcano movie? There's gotta be.
There has to be. It's such a popular. I mean, I don't think we can say Pompeii. I don't think that counts.
Well, I mean, there's a volcano involved.
There is kind of a very prominent volcano in that movie.
Shockingly enough, if you didn't know, spoiler.
But I haven't also. I also haven't seen Pompeii. So
don't. It's terrible.
Okay, good.
It's awful. Why would
happy
you?
To save
we've
you
cleared
the time.
That
yeah.
up.
Oh yeah,
saved you.
Kit Harington
saved
does
you
not
two
save
hours.
It.
Yeah,
not even close.
Well, he just ran around saying it doesn't matter because winter's on its way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truly, it's a Game the of action Thrones volcanic reference. Winter.
Yes.
He actually set off the volcano.
Yeah. No
to
doubt.
Stop the White Walkers.
Oh, did it work?
I am into this fan theory. Dragonfire Volcano. We must sacrifice Westeros. Season 8, Game of Thrones. Come for
that's it. Series finale. That's how it. That's how it ends. The volcano ends up on the throne.
And Blake Hodge is there.
If there was, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, better ones than us, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Maine. Use the hashtag KidsQ. AJ, Victor, thank you so much.
Thank you.